Hello there, everyone, and welcome to the New Year's episode of The Boom Burst, where we'll reflect on this year and look to the future. Cue the music. There was a car.
Yeah.
Hi, car.
Hi, car.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
That's right. We just put a botched recording at the beginning of this episode.
Isn't that pleasant?
Yeah,
we're starting off on a strong foot here in this new year.
I mean, we missed the train, so.
Poor train. We don't know what happened to Mr. Train, but no news is probably not good news.
Yeah.
Good.
Ripping traineronies. Anyway.
Wait, did you kill my train?
No, why would I do that?
No, Kamani.
Who, little old me?
Kamani killed the train?
They killed the right 10 trains.
Oh. Surprise, it wasn't a train at all. It was a Kling Kling that had Megavolt.
Oh, gosh. That's old episode. That's from.
Yeah.
Didn't we come up with that one in 2014?
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, jeez.
So anyway, it's been a good year. 2015 has been a long year.
Yeah, long.
But it's been a good year. There's been some ups, there's been some downs. There's been some sideways movement.
Some loopy loops.
All of those movements were done with my car in the past month. But we're going to move past that. We're going to have a better year somehow. And we're going to expand stuff. Like this episode, compared to some of our other episodes, is going to be relatively short.
And it's also going to be really meta.
Yeah, because, for one, Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the posting of this, it should have been at midnight. If it isn't, you can go ahead and PM me how much of a scrub I am.
Actually, they
or
have
maybe,
to yell at me.
Can I do that?
That's right, that's right. Now. Dozer's the one posting it because I'll be celebrating midnight. Well, it's just going to be 11 o'clock for Dozer.
And I'll be at my parents' place and they go to bed at like 6 o'clock. So.
Or maybe you live in some country and you're like, scrubs, it's already the second. I don't know how time works. Maybe it could be second in somebody's country already.
We post by the only time that matters. Philadelphia time. If I learned anything from the Rocky movies, is that Rocky's time is the only time that you should not waste. I have also never seen a Rocky movie.
I've seen scenes.
I did watch Creed. It was pretty good.
Is Creed good? Okay.
Creed's pretty good.
Anyway, what do we think of the last year, everyone?
I think it was pretty good. I will say, I think I'm excited for next year. I think that overall, kind of from a Pokemon standpoint, it was a little bit different than the year before it because there was slightly less kind of big announcements. But that's okay.
More than slightly, we didn't even get a main series game in 2015.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I've complained about it enough that looking back, I'm okay with it. Because I hope that they'll just create a even better game in 2016. But from a Pokemon podcast perspective, well, not so much we're super Pokemon specific anymore, but we kind of were forced down that line because there was no gaming news in Pokemon really to talk about that much.
Yeah. We had Pokemon Go and Pokken, both of which I'm excited for, but they're not main series games, so there's not like news coming out every month, is not normally happens.
And with those games, usually, bar Pokemon Go, because that's been a pretty big hype train to ride, but things like Pokken, besides our first reaction episode to it when it was originally announced, we haven't covered it because everything's like, oh, this character's in Pokken.
Oh,
here's some gameplay footage. You know, so, and that's something we're going to try and correct in the next upcoming year, is having little ways to cover content that wouldn't fill a full episode.
Mm-hmm. Shh, don't tell them about Master Plan yet.
Okay, yeah, no, we'll get into that.
Mm-hmm.
Sai, what do you think of the last year?
It's been very, very interesting, to say the least. Yeah. Especially, well, from the show standpoint, I think we've progressed a lot farther than we were in 2014. But then again, we started at the end of 2014. And I think we still have a lot to learn about what we're doing.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Like,
a lot to learn. Mm-hmm. But I think that maybe we can kind of get past that. And I'm looking forward to 2016 just because that's more changes we can do and more ways that we can kind of further ourselves. There's my Tumblr answer to your question.
It's a cute Shots answer. Fired. I liked it. That's, I liked it. If you're trying to say that Tumblr has cute answers, you nailed it.
No, I'm trying to say I just drank bleach like 3 seconds ago.
Tumblr does not always have cute answers, but normally they do. Normally they do. There are horrible people in all corners of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that the truth?
This podcast not included, or not excluded.
Yeah, no. Definitely not excluded.
I'm taking the blame on that one.
But you know
and
what?
That's one thing I'd like other, to.
We may be terrible people, but let's just all sit and rejoice in the fact that none of us are terrible people like Martin Shkreli, who deserves to be arrested.
Yep.
Topical news, guys.
Now that Fleet says that, I do still feel bad. We gave Fleet the short end of the stick this year on the show a few times and are poking fun of her.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on the birthday
Such
episode.
Such is life.
Remember, we do love you.
My poor sensitive feelings are over it. It's okay. Mm-hmm.
So, Fleet, you haven't been through us. When did you join the show officially?
When her headset broke.
Wasn't it halfway through the year or something like that?
Probably something like that. I know that even just this whole time, I've just been in and out and in and out, only poking my head in every couple episodes. But
well,
I really enjoyed it.
We added you in the rotation kind of for that, so we could more easily maintain a number of 3 per episode, bar like these special episodes where we want to have our full team together. Well, the full host team.
It's like a party.
It's the Boomburst family.
Including shots for everyone.
Including the not always liking each other and the very passive-aggressive arguments that occur outside of the episodes.
Outside.
And inside some. But yeah, overall, I think the year in general, we hit a rocky point, especially late spring and over the summer, where there was like no content, I feel like.
Yeah, there was just less to talk about.
And we kept trying, but we're like, no. And for me,
I also left the country.
You left
yeah,
the
that
country.
Was also a problem.
We thought my dad was dying.
Yeah, it was. There was a really just crazy patch in the middle.
Yeah, but we rebounded, and I think it was the birthday episode where we really re-hit our stride. And yeah. So, I think if we can keep the momentum going, we'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of keeping the momentum, unless you wanted to say something, Sai.
No. Like, we've been on hiatus, off hiatus, on hiatus, and then, like, what is it? This is, like, the fourth rejuvenation of the Boomburst now?
We're like a phoenix.
Would this really count as the fourth? Because, I mean, I don't count it as...
I mean, okay, like, we look at the episode times and stuff. I would say the Nintendo Direct episode, or no, the Team Blissey episode was probably our, oh no, yeah, you're right, Happy Birthday would have been it.
Yeah.
Because
I'm ignoring the Turf Wars content.
Mm-hmm.
Because we hit a boom with the Pokemon Go one, but then we just didn't get content out for like a month.
Mm-hmm. But since we were talking about that, there are some changes we are making in 2016. Mm-hmm. And one of them is officially detaching ourselves from Pokemon Turf Wars.
Just because we've stopped having the time to make and cover that content.
As well as it wasn't really wanted anymore.
There was some negative feedback. I do think some people still enjoyed it. I think a very good portion of people still enjoyed it. But I think the big thing was we weren't enjoying it anymore.
No, it basically was just a chore, and a chore that just came with people being like, oh, this is dumb. What's even the point of me sitting here for a half hour listening to a recap and whatever? And then they complain that we don't do it anymore. But when we do do it, they complain about it being made. And it's just...
And it's different people complaining.
Yeah.
And so we couldn't please everyone. We weren't enjoying it. That's like the big thing. We weren't enjoying it. And then the negative feedback to it on Reddit got to us. And we're just kind of like, yeah, we'll just stick to our own thing. And that's why you haven't seen a Turf Wars episode since October 2nd.
Yeah. Like, we're not going to...
I just was going to say, I think it's important to stop something if you're not enjoying it, because then it shows through on the product.
Yeah. Why do you think I don't play Magic the Gathering?
Yeah, why do you think I can't stand playing Yu-Gi-Oh! With Zach more than 2 hours?
Because you're a scrub?
Well, that's beside the point. But no, we're officially dropping that. I'm asking this now on episode, are we going to remove those from the website?
No.
Yeah. At least... hide them?
No.
I mean, no. Okay. Like,
they're part of our history.
Okay. Yeah, they're part of the history, dude.
Okay.
Did Amazon remove the super offensive Tom and Jerry episodes when they released the full collection? No. Did they edit them? Yeah, that's kind of wrong, but they're part of the history, and even though there is bad history, well, not really bad, but
You always gotta look back on where you came from and use that as inspiration to be better and to be more of who you want to be and where you want to go. Okay. And it's important to have that kind of history and those ideas to look back on.
And
that is at http://25.media.tumblr.com.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, and of course with the dropping of the Turf Wars, because if you look at our website, we are the Boom Burst Turf Wars podcast, and we've kind of been labeled with that, and we kind of got stuck with it a little bit. Mm-hmm. So that's why also, if you go to the website right now, as this episode's out, hopefully, it should be new design, new banner, new album art, just should look better, hopefully, mm-hmm. And there shouldn't be any, besides the old Turf Wars recap category, which, as you've heard here, we'll keep as a reminder of where our roots lie, really. So...
Yeah.
We're grateful for the start that we got from the Turf Wars community, but we just weren't feeling it anymore, and we much enjoyed the other content. So that's where we're moving on with that. And of course, with that, at least I felt that the Turf Wars content did fill a void, and it did give us something to always have content to talk about, even if we didn't enjoy it. So we're going to try and fill that.
Mm-hmm.
With new content. And one of those things that we're hoping to do is, I've called them interview episodes. We'll get a better name for them later, but...
down the line in the future.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully near future. I have a couple people in mind that I'm going to talk to.
So yeah, just to kind of frame it a little bit better, what type of people are we going to be interviewing? Like YouTubers, mm-hmm. Just whatever we can get?
I'm thinking, I want to try and keep it to our largely Nintendo-based, but I think YouTubers, maybe if we can get people beyond that spectrum to, like, I know it was Radio Whirlwind is another Pokemon podcast. Really cool, by the way. They had some pretty good interviews. It was either them or It's Super Effective that had the voice of Professor Sycamore as a guest.
It was Whirlwind.
It was Whirlwind?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sweet. So yeah, and also another thing that I want to do, and to any podcasters listening to this, I'm going to come and bother you probably at one point, because we all do kind of the same thing. There's like 10 Pokemon podcasts out there.
Yeah.
That I know of. Probably a lot more, but 10 that I know that are active right now.
Mm-hmm.
and some of them that I really like. So we might talk to some of them and see if we can get, you know, some of them on the show and talk about their stuff and whatever, and just podcast nerd with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. We're going to name this right now because our naming conventions are off of sound moves from Pokemon. We are going to call it the Chatter.
Chatter?
Chatter.
Okay.
The Chattercast.
Chatter. Well, it's still Boomburst. It's just Chatter 1, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So there's the new edition. You can expect, and they probably won't be super long episodes.
No, they'll probably be. I think that's another thing, too. We're going to be running into more frequent, hopefully, but semi-shorter episodes.
Which I think, honestly, mm-hmm. is better. Mm-hmm. Because as awesome as it is to like put out something that's like an hour long, where you're really going in depth on something, you sometimes don't really need to go an hour long discussing something.
And I don't want to, I think sometimes we get into this mindset where we're like, oh, we can't talk about this for at least 45 minutes. We can't do an episode on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to fix that so we can do, like, for example, if it's something like, do you remember when, Sai, you and I, we did that, hidden abilities report thing?
Yeah, that was like
a 30 minute episode. It was a pet mod on Showdown.
Yeah, it was, I remember that because I came home from the orchestra that night and I was like, you know what, screw it. It's 3 a.m. Let's record this. Let's go. Yeah.
So with the ability to do shorter episodes, we can do more stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, too, where it's like, oh, this big little short news thing just got released. Let's talk about it real quick. You know, and mm-hmm. whoever's online can join in.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to talk about does anyone else want to talk about the next big thing on the list?
All right. So another thing that we're doing is, and it's very, very tiny thing, and we'll talk about this also in the future, is that we're launching a Patreon.
I call that a very tiny thing.
Well, yeah, it's not really tiny.
It's not a very tiny thing, but it's currently, because it is in the works, we are launching a Patreon. Mm-hmm.
Well, not launching either. Like, at the time of this episode's airing, it'll be live.
Yep.
Like, we have our goals. It's we launch the episode at midnight, and then everything should be set up within the hour. Patreon should be up, and then some of the other stuff we'll talk about will be live as well.
And if it's not, it'll be if it's not up, go check the Boomburst Twitter, because I'll have tweeted out if I'm having technical difficulties, because I won't be at my home office while I'm doing this. So
yeah,
that's something to keep in mind too. Technical difficulties will arise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
knowing my luck. But anyway, for those who don't know what Patreon is, Sai, do you want to explain it, or Fleet, or someone? I feel like I'm talking too much.
Basically, Patreon is you donate a small bit of money. Usually, it's depending on who runs it. The money can go from anywhere to like $1 to like $10. And depending on what you donate, or if you donate, if for the people who just do like $1 or $5. You get bonus content, and it's a good way to kind of support the things that you care about and get bonus content too. And that's basically it. I think it's a very simple, easy to use product, which is why I think a lot of people use it.
Yeah, like, for example, I'm a Patreon to a few content creators. One of the most notable ones would be Maryland, and I actually, you know, get to play with him on his Minecraft server. Though I've been busy with school, so I haven't been able to do that lately, you know, and I've talked to him and stuff like that. And it's really cool, because with the Patreon, as a patron, you get access to the Patreon feed. And that kind of gives you a more community feel with your content creator, and you get to know them more as a person. Mm-hmm. So that's, like, really cool, and it's kind of like this community thing, and it's really, like, amazing for us creators, because it shows, like, you like what we do so much that you're gonna throw, you know, a dollar at it. Like, what we do, it's the Boomburst. It's us. This isn't mm-hmm. really like top grade, super amazing content.
Yet.
Yet. Yet.
But
just wait.
It's still
just wait until I make
still
my
provide
make a trip to the local fireworks stand. Then we got some Michael Bay shit right there.
Boomers plus fireworks
still
equals Michael Bay movie. Got it.
Honestly,
but
like,
it's still content that we provide, and it's still content that like we give to you. So it's nice to have moments where we can say, yes, these are the people who really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say the people who don't donate don't appreciate it.
Absolutely.
It's just that those normally the Patreons are your truest of fans. You know, they're the people who are willing to take a chunk of change out of their money to help you. But we don't just take the money and say thank you and then run away with it and do whatever.
That's not fair to you.
Hi, Tacos.
I'm kind of like the money guy on the show, because I talk with Sai, and we have a business consultant on the team, Gio, because he's a business student, and he gives us some advice on things. And somehow they thought I was the responsible one, and that I get to look at this. So basically what the money goes towards is paying what we're currently paying for out of pocket, largely.
Mm-hmm.
And anything beyond that goes towards making things better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right now, we're using... they're good entry-level mics for three of us. Fleet's using a headset. My mic stand is made out of PVC pipe. They're jerry-rigged stands and such.
Yeah. My mouse pad is a Pokemon mouse pad.
Nice.
Well, it's a Pokemon game mat.
Oh, you're kidding
me. I play
me.
Yu-Gi-Oh, damn it.
No. My mouse pad is a Pokemon mouse pad that's like from like 15 years ago or something. It's really old and it's stained. It's hilarious.
My mouse Ooh. Pad is a very old it's a plain black mouse pad that I got at Walmart for 50 cents. There's the
I don't
train.
Is that what they call the IT office?
I
now?
Don't have a mouse pad.
See, Queenie can't even afford the 50-cent mouse pad at Walmart. But anyway, you do get some thank yous. That's what I call these. Like, they're rewards and thank yous for donating. For example, if you just donate $1, you get access to probably, honestly, the dollar is the best deal. Because...
Mm-hmm.
You get extra content, which are going to include outtakes and other snippets of information. Sai, you've been working on that idea mostly. Why don't you?
Yes. As we were mentioning earlier, sometimes there's content that just is not long enough to make an episode, like Ash's Greninja going Super Saiyan 23 and fusing with Ash. I know I'm wrong. Be quiet. Or... say, for example, the Zygarde forms, or some new character getting announced for Pokemon Shuffle Gotenkin. But that doesn't mean we're not interested in it. It doesn't mean we don't want to report on it, but it's just like it's one of those things where it's not long enough to talk about it. So what we're going to be making are very short form episodes called Uproars. Which are going to be at most 15, 20 minute long snippets about really small topics. And they're basically going to be extra content that we'll be live streaming the discussion on, which is something that's going to be very interesting to do, meaning we'll have to set up a Boomburst Twitch account. That's going to be fun. Also, we'll have to like set up alerts for whenever we're doing them. But what'll happen is that if you are a premium, $1, really not
if you're
premium,
a Patreon, not
a Patreon.
I think it's a patron.
A patron. At that point. Yeah.
Or if you are a pigeon and you shell out $1, you will have access to these MP3s as soon as they come out in most cases.
Yep. Basically, the edited MP3s, because the live streams will be available on Twitch for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not taking the content away from the average person. The MP3s won't go on the website because we don't want these small little uproars.
Snippets.
Uproars. going onto the iTunes page, because we really want that to be for more of the main show stuff now. So mm-hmm. you can go, if you miss, like, since it's so short, if you miss the live stream note, you can go to the Twitch channel, and for like 30 days, I think it'll still be up there or so. We may take it down earlier than that, but probably won't, because then we actually have to remember to take them down.
I don't think it'd be that hard to manage. Just take it down after a week.
Mm-hmm. But either way, it'll be up for a limited amount of time, and then after that, it'll be only found on the Patreon feed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that, but of course, that also means that just by doing the $1, you get access to all previous. Like, say this is December of 2016, and we've done say 15 uproars throughout the year, you put the $1 in for December and you'll be able to listen to all 15 uproars because they'll stay on the Patreon feed.
Dude, that's like a solid 5 hours of content. I definitely didn't do any math in my head when I said that. That's probably completely incorrect.
The best kind of math is the math that doesn't really exist.
15 anyway. Times 20 is 100. And that's, wait, no.
That's the $1 package. Then the next one, which is the $5 package, because, well, as a podcast, we don't have much to give you, so the main thing that we thought of that'd be really cool is to do a show shout-out and a thank you at the end of our episodes. And, of course, you also get everything from the $1 content package. You know, mm-hmm. this is just a way mm-hmm. for us to thank you so much, because, honestly, the dollar thing, I don't think many people will be too into that at first. But for those that do, hey, you get a lot of content, because there's also going to be some pretty funny bloopers and some after shows as well mm-hmm. that'll be going up on that. Starting with episode 21, we'll start doing after shows.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really late while we're recording this one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and that's really all there is to the $5 one. The $10 one's really cool.
$10 one is probably the most interesting one, and also the one that actually matters a lot to... Oh, wait. We didn't talk...
What did we miss?
So, when we were talking about the Patreon thing, one thing we were supposed to mention is that there is a video on this that Dozer and I have put together. And the video basically explains everything we want to do with this. This probably should have been said at the beginning. But one of the things we mentioned is that we basically Scrooge out our artists.
Yeah.
They're awesome people, but we don't really have the means to compensate them for being... Yes.
Pay them. Beyond, like, we do, for the banners, we do pay our artist, Cynical Love, when she does the banners, because those are just outstanding and amazing. But the thing is, she also does that kind of work on the thumbnails, and we're going to have, like, more original thumbnails and stuff like that that isn't size Photoshop slashing.
Yes.
Or even worse, my attempt at Photoshop slashing.
At least I knew what I was doing.
So, yeah. Real thumbnails, basically.
Yeah. You would have noticed it with the Smashified episode.
yeah even though, like, I was talking to Cynical about that, and she wasn't happy with that thumbnail because it was really rushed.
She's an artist.
They're very self-critical.
She hates what she makes, therefore it's good.
Exactly. But for the $10 Patreon rewards, you get art sketches.
Yeah.
And the reason this one's significant is this is not like half of that $10, so basically the $5. You're doing this $10 to get the art sketch. So 5 of the 10 goes to our artists.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though they're not really on the podcast, they're still an integral part to the team.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you don't, and you do, you see what they do with the, well, not if you only listen to us on iTunes, but if you go to our website, you see the great stuff that they do. And this is a way to help them out. They can do a cheap little, you know, quick little sketch of either a character or a Pokemon or whatever you want. We have to work with Cynical Love to get the exact details of that worked out.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll give us, you know, what you want, something simple, and then we'll get it to you. And that's, by the way, that's every month that you're paying the $10 up. So that's like 12 sketches a year.
Yeah, that's pretty, it's pretty big. And honestly, for the price, it's kind of worth it. I mean, and it could be anything. It could be like, I don't know, some kind of just simple sketch of an Umbreon or let's say
or
Cloud.
Boobs. She would not be against sketching boobs.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You don't even want to know what this thumbnail's original design was supposed to be.
I do.
I think you know about it already.
Actually, I haven't told Fleet.
Oh boy, this will be fun.
Oh my God.
Why am I so excited about this?
Because it involves boobs. And topless drunk people.
Oh my God.
Topless drunk dozer.
Oh God, never mind. Never mind.
Abort.
Redacted.
Excitement started up top, slowly sunk to down low.
This is the first. I'm laughing hard. My side hurts on this show. But yeah, so she'll doodle pretty much about anything. And it is really great stuff, so. Mm-hmm. Especially for $5. I've seen her $5 sketches. They're awesome.
Anyway, she's an awesome artist.
Mm-hmm. She is amazing, and I wish we could pay her an actual salary because she is just that good. Anyway, that's basically... Are we missing anything for changes coming up to the show that we have planned right now?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Trying to think anything going on. Oh, my goodness. Speaking of our amazing artist, she just bought Hatiful Boyfriend. Oh, man. Moving on, since it is New Year's, we all have our resolutions and stuff and what we want to try and accomplish in the year. And so I figure I might as well start out because we just mentioned Hatiful Boyfriend. So last year I got into streaming and the like. And so starting on January... Let's say January 6th, every Wednesday, we'll be streaming Hatiful Boyfriend on until completion, in addition to the Monday Night Yu-Gi-Oh! Streams.
The Monday Night Yu-Gi-Oh! Is the best because I occasionally show up and get totally thrashed by Psy.
Yeah, or we go and we test out something, or DevPro decides it just does not want to work at all, or I go into ranked and people just quit.
We have an unplayable doubles match for like 40 minutes, felt like.
Yeah. But yeah, and I want to try and get more stuff on YouTube as well. Not only for myself with like Yu-Gi-Oh and stuff like that, but also moving the podcast stuff to YouTube. Trying to get Dozer and myself to actually complete our Let's Plays
and
put them on YouTube.
Yeah,
and and other things of the like.
See, the easy part about the Let's Plays is recording the episodes, because that's playing a game and talking. Mm-hmm. The hard part is editing the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
That's trudging work. Yeah.
But yeah, no. Like,
do you have any plans?
Me?
Dozer?
Oh yeah, I have a lot of plans. For Twitch, I'm not, because of college, I can't promise to be regular on Twitch, but I do want to move towards some more charity streams, because I did the Extra Life stream for Team Blissey, and I raised over $200 for the local hospital, and that was just honestly one of the most, you know, gratifying experiences of my life, really, is just knowing that I did that, and I really... want to help more, and mm-hmm. I want to stream more, and it just seems like the perfect way to do it. So that's kind of my goal. I want to do more charity streams. It'll either be during big events, or I might just do my own thing and link to my Extra Life page and try and get more involved with them and that community. That's my plans for Twitch. As for the show, something interesting that's going to be happen is I've been talking with the radio director over at the KMSC Dragon Radio Campus radio station, and they did a big studio upgrade, and my freshman year of college, I was a DJ there. I only lasted a semester because of reasons, but they want me to come back, and I've decided to go back, and what we're going to be doing is a live gaming talk show called Boomburst Live. And that's going
I
to be
I think someone stole our name.
Awesome.
No, plagiarism's not awesome.
I didn't steal your name.
No, that's true.
I'm part
that's true.
Of this.
I'm sorry.
But no, and of course, these people here, Sai, Queenie, and Fleet, are free to join me. And I'm hoping they will, because I don't want to do it alone. Okay. And it's going to be with a lot of more local people probably on the show, because it is radio and there's going to be music. But some snippets from this show will wind up there. Some snippets from there I can record and we can upload here. It'll be a different thing, and it's just going to be a cool way to interact with people too.
I will agree to this under one condition. You have to play Hotline Bling every hour on the hour.
I mean,
people used to call him on his cell phone.
What I can do,
used to call me on my cell phone.
I can make that a soundboard clip, and whenever someone calls in, I can play that.
Oh my god.
And I can do that.
It's like we just tell the story of Dozer through Hotline Bling. Ever since you left the city, you started falling down and breaking knees more. Started slipping sliding on the hard floor.
Can we not, please? I'm having flashbacks. Also, I get to do a couple of really cool things as an English student. I'm taking my capstone, which basically means I'm going to be writing something akin to a novel in this upcoming next year. So that's cool. And I'm probably going to be stepping in and doing some lectures to a class about choose your own adventure writings and narratives. Which might be something that I talk about at one point in time, is choose your own adventure narratives in games.
Oh, I can talk about that for hours. I've done
I know.
So much.
I want to do a Boomburst Live episode, and then maybe even a Boomburst episode about it, because it's really cool stuff.
Aw, yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm actually probably doing a Twine project for my honors project, so...
Oh, Twine, thank you for telling me that. My sister is the one teaching the Choose Your Own Adventure writing lesson, and she was asking for resources, and I gave her something else, and I was trying to remember one, but Twine was something I was trying to remember.
There's a couple others I know of, but that's the main one that I like the best.
There's this one Inkle thing.
Inkle,
yeah. I really like that, because it was super simple, super fun. I made up a story about a banana that wanted to be a potato.
Sounds deep.
Anyway, real deep.
That's all that I've got going on. I included some non-podcasty things in there just because I'm really trying to expand personally in content creation, so I can bring the experience I gained back here and stuff like that, and vice versa, because something that I really like, something that I want to do, not necessarily for a living, but if the opportunity comes a knock and I drive at it without a second thought, and the thought of a colorblind person driving is scary enough as it is, so. Anyway.
Is it a red light? Green light? Red light?
Red, yellow, or green? Nah, who cares? Gas.
Must be blue.
Anyway, Fleet, you've got some really exciting stuff coming up.
Sure, I do. Yeah, this year has been just a school year for me, but next year I'm planning on focusing on early in 2016. I'm going to be launching the Kickstarter campaign for my board game, which I think we've talked about a little bit before.
A little bit, not much.
It's an abstract strategy board game, and I have made the official announcement for it online. I'm sure we could probably include a link to that in the video. And yeah, I don't have a solid date yet for the Kickstarter, but it's probably going to be in February or March is my plan. And I'm super excited / nervous about that. But yeah, so
that's
going to
be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it, and more nervous and excited and also nervous. And it's I actually have a prototype coming in the mail right now, and I've been talking to people about it, And yeah.
And that's the exciting things we're doing, and then Queenie's just going to be sitting in the corner cheering us on.
Yay. Listen, I live a very exciting life of a full 9-to-5 job, which means that I get home, I watch like 5 YouTube videos, I make dinner, and then I fall asleep. And that's fine with me.
Living the dream.
See, she's the one who works the 9-to-5, and I'm the one that pays for most of the stuff on the show.
I sometimes work from 9-to-5. I also sometimes work from 10 to 3 in AM.
Oh my god.
My job is 8 to 4:30, so
I'm unemployed. And
that's okay.
Well, I mean, I'll be at the launch of this episode, I'll be unemployed because the season ended. So don't worry, Fleet, you're not alone.
It's okay.
I'll probably soon be unemployed just because they're gonna fire me.
I'm going to go find some alcoholics, then I'll have a job.
There you go. You know how to bartend. You can have a job.
So there's our New Year's episode, everybody. Yeah. You can see that we have a lot planned for 2016. And we hope to see you guys with us in 2016. And yeah, so I've been Cy.
I've been Dozer.
I've been Queenie.
And this is Fleet.
And thank you for watching The Boomburst. Come back next time when we talk about Star Wars or something.
Weren't we going to talk about Undertale?
Yeah, that was another thing we were going to talk about, but apparently Star Wars is still better.
I'm going to write a Star Wars / Undertale fanfic, and we're going to talk about that.
Perfect. Okay. I'll read it.
Bye, guys.
Happy New Year.